Oh, this is the Real BS Show coming at you. What is it? This is September already.
That's right.
Holy smokes. Well, we're going to do a show about the rain or the storms.
Yeah.
Today, because last night it let loose something awful. I mean, I never seen French Creek so high.
No.
Out back here. Holy smokes.
It was quite high.
Yeah. So, keeping with the theme, we'll play some stormy, rainy music. Okay?
Sounds good.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man on the storm. riders on the storm. Into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out on loan, riders on the storm.
Well, I don't know, Seth. I don't know what you heard last night, but holy smokes, did it rain?
It did.
I mean, my driveway is totally gone. I mean,
oh,
it's
wow.
Just a mess.
Yeah, I saw the morning. In the morning, I was watching the weather report, and hey, man, it was just radar was just showing it waves after waves of storms coming through, and it's been that way for the past 2 days. Of just storms coming through, and I think I sent you one yesterday, and then today, this morning, I was about to send it to you and a few others, but I didn't, because it was like 6 o'clock in the morning, and it came through.
Well, so. Hallie texted me this morning. She said her power's been off since midnight last night in Erie. She said Erie's a total mess.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if it's down trees or what.
But, oh, yeah.
Just... all they're going to pass a new law, no more trees.
Yeah, that's what they... Geez. Yeah. Yeah.
But she said it was just awful. And this morning, she still didn't have power. So.
Right.
And she's right in the middle of Erie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it must be pretty awesome.
It was pretty, it was coming off Lake Erie, those bands of rain, and it just hit. It was a lot of wind and some hail. I don't know if you had hail down where you were at, but it...
I don't know. It was loud, and, I'm in bed, listening to it on the roof. Holy smokes. And lightning was everywhere last night. What a light show. Holy cow.
Yeah.
And it looked like south of me. It was Oil City in Franklin, down south. And they just flashing like crazy. Oh, man. But it's good. It puts you right to sleep, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a weird thing. You think about August was quite rainy compared to what I remember seeing. Usually in August, the grass kind of gets... less green, and so we've been had a kind of rainy later part of the summer,
Well, I tell you, last night was awesome, awesome. But I don't know, so let's play rainy music today.
Yeah, yeah.
See,
and French Creek too is flooded up massively. Flooded.
Well, what I just saw out there out back here, I've never seen it like that.
I walked over because I didn't see the rocks. I pointed out earlier because I was like, whoa, that's really high, because usually you see the rocks, and it was very brown. So it can tell you that means a lot of sediment's been washed out from the fields and stuff, and that's going to go all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico or Gulf of America, whichever you want to call it. That water is going to be flooding down there. So all that dog poop that gets over there on French Creek from people walking their dogs is causing algae blooms out in the Gulf. So we got to stop that.
And don't tell city council about that. They'll be passing new laws.
Yeah,
again.
I know, right?
Jeez. Mother Nature's pretty tough, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So I don't know what kind of...
there's some bands that just had a lot of songs about rain, so it was kind of easy, but at the same time, it was kind of hard because we had to pick through bands that we didn't like. We're kind of a democracy here. Bill has to agree to it, and I have to agree to it. So it's, we both...
We vote on it.
Yeah. There's usually our thumbs up or thumbs down or Bill shaking his head and just...
Well, some of it's,
junk.
doesn't fit.
No, horse junk.
What we're looking for.
Yeah. So, we got some CCR, though. They had a lot of rain songs.
Yeah, they had some nice ones, yeah.
Yeah.
So let's play some of those and see where it goes.
It's over.
This is a real BS show coming at you. Today's a rainy song day.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll play songs about rain.
It's a good thing we have flood control around here because, you know, if we didn't have flood control, there'd be a lot of
flooding,
and insurance rates would be up higher than they are now if you lived in a flood zone, you know.
I bet there's a lot of roads that got flooded.
Yeah, yeah.
It just has to be.
Or they got washed out and we don't know about it yet. There was a report of someone hydroplaning on the interstate and then got stuck in some water and mud. And the way that the news reported it was that the flood pushed them off the road and then got stuck in a sinkhole. And it's not what happened. They hydroplaned. Water move. Your tires are no longer connecting to the road when you're driving in the rain sometimes, and that's called hydroplaning. Well,
you're just a boatload of information.
I know. Jeez. Oh, you know, it's so silly what the media sometimes puts out there, and it's like, you know, that's not even correct at all. It's more dangerous than people realize. You don't want to cross a flooded area because moving water can push
you. You know what happens in the wintertime? The water freezes and you slide.
Yeah, that's icy.
You skid.
Less friction.
That's real hydroplaning there.
You know, it's a band from the 80s. You remember the friction band? The
80s? Friction, yeah.
Yeah. You know, what happened to those guys? They could have, you know.
Well, they're changing light bulbs at the courthouse.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. His dad was the sheriff, so he got a good job.
Oh, there you go. I wish we could play some of their songs. You know, maybe do that next week.
From a lead singer to a light bulb changer.
Hey, you know, whatever works. You know, do you know that guy at all? Like, any remotely at all?
I don't want to. No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I know him, but
yeah,
I don't want to talk to him.
Somehow, I got a T-shirt. I don't know if we interviewed him or something. I don't remember, but I have a friction T-shirt. So there you go. I don't know how I got it. Somehow through the radio.
Well, the bass player was a good friend of mine.
Oh, there you go.
Marty Coe.
Yeah, who might have been we interviewed.
He's okay guy. Yeah. You know, he wasn't all full of himself.
Yeah.
The lead singer was.
Because he brought a T-shirt. I remember that. Yeah.
He'd get acting stupid on stage, and I'd just shut his monitors off. Yeah, that or I'd blast him really loud so he gets a big shot of feedback and knock his head off.
Talking about flooding, there's a band called Jars of Clay. They're from the 90s. And then also I have Led Zeppelin When the Levee Breaks, you know. Thank goodness we don't have to deal with levees around here, right? You know, I mean,
not that I know.
No, not too many. Because that's something in the Mississippi area, you know, the southern part of the Mississippi and the Delta, they really have to worry about that, how much water flows through there.
We should send some of this water out west to the southwest.
They want to tap
Phoenix,
into it.
Yeah, Phoenix would love it.
Yeah, you know, they're sucking their aquifers dry. That's like deep ancient water that is down underneath the ground, and they're just drying that up too.
Tens of thousands of years to fill up, and now it's gone.
It's going away in less than like 30 years. It's been dwindling and dwindling. And then, so they try to connect into the Great Lakes, and all the states around the Great Lakes were like, nope. They signed a pact together with the rest of the Great Lakes states saying they're not sharing the water with anybody else. So that could be a civil war in the future, or people moving back here, which is happening actually. This place is horrible. Don't move here. But anyhow, this is Jars of Clay with Flood.
Rain on my face hasn't stopped raining for days. My world is a flood. Slowly I become one with the mud. But if I can't swim after 40 days, and my mind is crushed by the crashing waves that feel so high that I cannot fall, let me alone. Lift me up. Lift me up, keep me from drowning again. down, dark sky all around. Can't feel my feet touching the ground. But if I can't swim out the 40 days and my mind is crushed by the crashing waves that beat up so high that I cannot fall, lift me up, whoa. Lift me up when I'm falling. Lift me up, we can die. Lift me up, I need you to hold.
Need you to hold me.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin, and before that, Jars of Clay. A lot of people have covered that Led Zeppelin song, When the Levee Breaks. Kind of a well-known cover song people do. Huh. You got that Randy Newman. He's an interesting guy.
Jeez. He's got rain songs?
Yeah. Louisiana, 1927. I think it's about a hurricane or something. Or flooding the Mississippi. I think that might have been what it was. The flooding of the Mississippi happened then. You know, there's Jonestown in Pennsylvania. Do you remember hearing stories about that?
Jonestown. Flood, yeah, oh, sure.
Yeah, supposedly, from what I understand of it, there was a dam that wasn't constructed right, and there was a club that had a lake it was a man-made lake, and somehow they weren't keeping
it. Carnegie Mellon and all them big boys, that's where they vacationed.
Yeah, they weren't maintaining it.
No,
Then it broke loose and flooded. And as a kid, I had a teacher, and I won't mention his name because he might be still alive, but he grew up in Jonestown, so it was a big thing for him. But up here, it's like, that's downstate to us.
Oh, that was awful. That was terrible.
But it's like, that was so long ago. It wasn't, he made it, he, when I was younger, I remember him talking about it. He made it seem like it was recent. That was over 100 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And so it's like, to me, it's like, yeah, that was tragic, but it's like, not something that happens too much anymore.
Well, I don't think the dam's there anymore, no. So I don't think it's going to happen.
I think Jonestown's safe now.
Jonestown.
Yeah. Jonestown was the massacre thing.
Yeah.
I was watching a documentary.
South America.
Yeah, there was a communist preacher. Yeah. He was a nut job.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah. Yeah, if you watch a documentary on him, he flooded stupid ideas.
Yeah.
With Kool-Aid, or that wasn't Kool-Aid, it was another drink. I can't remember what it was. Not Kool-Aid. Anyways.
Well, that's where the term came from, drinking the Kool-Aid.
But it wasn't Kool-Aid, it was the other one. What's the other one's name?
Gatorade?
No, not Powerade. I'm looking it up.
Who cares, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's one of those things that, when you say it, it was Flavor-Aid. That's what it was.
What's the difference?
The Kool-Aid got hurt by that image. They should have sued him. Anyways.
Well, they could have.
Yeah, if he was alive. Anywho, that's going off a tangent. But we're back to Randy Newman,
Yeah, there's a goofball right there. So yeah. let's see what he's got to say about it.
He had some other funny songs, too,
Yeah.
Well. So, but here you go.
Crackles Lane, Louisiana.
This is the Real BS Show, and we're talking about floods and rain and,
That's because we got blasted last night, yeah. Big time.
Well, you know, people in, era complaining about, I understand your power's been out, but think about this. In Nepal, recently, last week, they had a huge, massive flood that happened, and it was from a landslide that probably was caused by an earthquake that happened, like, a few years beforehand. It caused the ground to shift. And
where is Nepal, anyway?
Between India and China. And it was a massive flood.
That's kind of out of my neighborhood.
Oh, sure.
I don't know too much about that.
But the thing is that was a huge, massive flood that happened. And tragically, a lot of people died from it. They're not even sure of the total death count, but it's in the thousands. But we were looking up Johnstown in Pennsylvania. It was 2,208 people that died from that flood, which is pretty tragic, but, happened in 1889.
Oh, that was awful. Yeah. That was a terrible. It just wiped out the whole town. It just took it out.
Yeah.
Burned it up. That was it.
Pretty rough thing. But the next ones we have is, this is a good song by the Beatles, Rain.
The Beatles?
The Beatles. Yeah, yeah. And then Walking in Memphis. That's the next one.
Well, let's do it then. See the Beatles. They talk about rain, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. It's the extended version.
Okay.
Take five.
Pouring rain, WC behind you. Won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, just walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland. Then I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just hovered around his tomb. But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? They've got catfish on the table. They've got gospel in the air. And Reverend Green, be glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer. But boy, you got a prayer in Memphis. Piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, I am. Tonight, walking in Memphis, wow. Walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis. I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. Suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain.
One of my favorite songs. I don't know why, I just like that song.
It's a
song.
Nice song, yeah.
It's kind of neat the way piano put that together.
It's a relaxing piano. It's kind of like a John Tesh song. I remember that. So we're coming to an end here for the day. We got Band of Heathens, Hurricane.
Oh, now that's the big time rain and wind and storm song.
Yeah, you and Steve cover this song.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But these guys, Band of Heathens,
yeah,
they did a nice job. This is kind of a live version, but they got a lot of instruments, Hammond organ, and all kind of stuff in there.
Yeah, they even got a spoons player in there.
They do a good job,
right?
So we say goodbye to everybody, and hopefully we'll see you next week if we don't get flooded out,
or dried out.
It's going to rain again tonight and tomorrow, Yeah, boy, it was hot too the last couple of days. Whew.
Yeah,
just terrible heat. I mean, and humidity. Holy smokes! So, anyways, be safe, be careful, and if you don't have to go anywhere, don't go anywhere.
That's right.
Wait for this heat to go away.
Right.
And we'll see y'all next week, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
See ya.
Miles on a Gulf Stream, I can hear the south wind moan. Bridges getting lower, all the shrimp boats coming home. The old man down in the quarter slowly turns his head, takes a sip from his whiskey bottle, and this is what he said. I was born in the rain on the Pacha train underneath the Louisiana moon. Don't mind the strain of a hurricane, they come around every June. The high black water, devil's daughter, she's hard, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans. A man came down from Chicago, gonna set that levee right. He said, needs to be at least 3 feet high, it won't make it through the night. But the old man down in the corner said, don't you listen to that boy. Water be down by the morning, and he'll be back to Illinois. I was born in the rain on the Pacha train underneath the Louisiana moon. Don't mind the strain of a hurricane, they come around every June. The high black water, devil's daughter, she's hard. Gulf Stream, I can hear the south wind moan. Bridges getting lower, all the shrimp boats coming home. The old man down in the quarter slowly turns his head, takes a sip from his whiskey bottle, and this is what he said. I was born in the rain on the Pacha train underneath the Louisiana moon. I don't mind the strain of a hurricane, they come around every June. The high black water, devil's daughter, she's hard, she's cold, and she's mean. Nobody taught her, it takes a lot of water to wash away. Come on.